friends like that. About this time you and I be tangled up. Yeah, but that's alright, this fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a wide knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. Turned up on a JBL, girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, cause who needs you? I got friends like that. Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Doing alright for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Willie turned up on the JBL, girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, cause who needs you when I got friends like that?
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. As millions of travelers set off for their Thanksgiving destination, airport workers at Charlotte Douglas International, one of the nation's busiest hubs, are on strike for one day over pay and benefits. American Airlines says there's no impact to their flights. For those not flying and driving instead this holiday, there's some relief at the pump. Here's ABC's Gio Benitez.
We actually have some good news about gas prices. Let's take a look at the national average right now, because it's at $3.05 a gallon for regular unleaded. That's about 20 cents less than last year, which was at $3.26. So that's some good news.
President-elect Trump issuing a statement endorsing Florida's CFO Jimmy Patronis to run in the special election to fill former Congressman Matt Gaetz's House seat that takes place next year. UK authorities say they've charged a man linked to a bomb hoax near the U.S. Embassy last week in London. Authorities say he was arrested at his home Sunday, days after police carried out that controlled explosion of a suspicious device at the embassy. This is ABC News. A federal case in Ohio centers around the right to bear arms by an undocumented immigrant. A trial set for early next year.
The case centers on Carlos Serrano Restrepo, who entered the United States illegally in 2008, built a successful business, and moved from Arizona to Ohio. He was in the middle of the asylum process when he started purchasing firearms, eventually amassing more than 170 guns, including a 50-caliber rifle and tens of thousands of rounds of ammunition. The problem, say prosecutors, is that Serrano Restrepo claimed on FBI firearms applications that he was a U.S. citizen. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Macy's is delaying the release of its third quarter earnings after finding an employee tried to hide up to $154 million in delivery expenses over a three-year period. The department store says that employee is no longer with the company. Macy's expects to issue a full financial report by December 11th. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card.
One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up, went to bed early, and Christmas morning my wife said, let's never do that again.
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at ExploreAlex.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Scattered snow showers wind down as winds begin to whip out of the northwest, gusting to around 30 miles per hour, dragging in the colder temps. Tonight, we crash to the teens, and for tomorrow, flirting with the freezing mark for highs. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at GrandpasBBQShop.com. Right now, it's 34 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A youth accused of causing a school shooting scare at a Kenosha elementary school has been ruled competent to stand trial. Ted Allen has more.
The 13-year-old appeared with his attorney in Kenosha County Court Friday. Earlier this month, he tried to enter Roosevelt Elementary School carrying a backpack and a duffel bag. The boy was stopped and questioned by staff before leaving the school. When arrested in his home the following day, police found no firearms but did find airsoft replica firearms. The boy will return to court in December for a hearing on his not guilty plea by reason of mental disease or defect.
We're waiting to see what a mild fall will mean for Wisconsin deer hunters. The state's gun deer season began on Saturday, and so far the DNR says there haven't been any reports of major problems. The season runs for 9 days, which means it wraps up on Sunday. The DNR will plan a media briefing for tomorrow to give an update on how many hunters began the season. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Enroll at healthcare.gov by December 15th for coverage starting January 1st. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Chances are, with the tricky road conditions caused by snow, sleet, and ice, you could end up getting a dent, ding, or bang on your car this winter. If you do, there's only one name to trust for quality auto repair. That's JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. JKO Auto Body uses factory replacement parts and paint, so you know your vehicle is back to factory specifications and that the repairs will last. JKO works with all insurance companies, too. If your vehicle gets a dent, ding, or bang this winter, get it repaired at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon, it's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the Chet Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Bowerville Tyrant Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire. Advent Health of Durand, it's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom and the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Last week, the Durand City Council approved a resolution supporting the Landmark Conservancy's proposed purchase of the Chippewa River Bike Trail from Xcel Energy. Durand Mayor Patrick Millairn says the purchase would be good for the community.
It's obviously a good thing. It's great for the community, great for tourism and those types of things. Part of it, of course, since it lies in the city of Durand, we were able to give that option. But a resolution was passed last night to support, and hopefully this goes from preliminary to final approval and they're able to move forward with the project.
The Conservancy has received preliminary approval of a Knowles Nelson Stewardship Grant to help purchase 90 acres of land that includes the bike trail in Pepin and Dunn counties. Dunn County residents are invited to attend a meeting in early December to discuss the results of the 2024 Community Health Needs Assessment and plan next steps. The Dunn County Health Department will host a meeting to discuss health priorities, including access to child care, water pollution, access to health care, and affordable housing on December 6th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Rosbach Museum in Menominee. Those wanting to attend are encouraged to register by this Wednesday. Call the Dunn County Health Department for more information. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative says it will move forward toward a new hospital. The co-op last week said it received its 501c3 nonprofit designation and is now looking toward a meeting next week to update people on the study that says there is a need for another full-service hospital in the Chippewa Valley. The co-op is not saying on what Asperius's decision to open a new hospital in Chippewa Falls means, but that hospital is going to take some time to open. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative has been working toward a new hospital since HSHS Sacred Heart closed in Eau Claire earlier this year. Be on the lookout for some common scams this holiday season. Wisconsin Consumer Protection Director Michelle Reinen says one common trick is to fake message about failed package deliveries. Crooks will send you a text message or email with a link to check the delivery, but then ask for money or personal information to, quote, complete the delivery, unquote. Never click on random links in your text messages or emails, and always check with the supposed delivery company or the post office directly if you think you've missed a delivery. You're listening to WRDN News.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
An Elmwood man is going to prison after being convicted of 10th offense OWI. 46-year-old Stephen Barr pleaded no contest to 10th offense OWI in Dunn County Court Wednesday. As part of the plea agreement, Barr was sentenced to 4 years in prison and 5 years extended supervision. He'll also have to pay a fine of $3,494, and his driver's license was revoked for 3 years. Menominee police had pulled Barr over last October after he hit a curb, and officers noticed signs of impairment. Eau Claire is closed to two caves used by local homeless people. The city barricaded the cave between Boyd Park and the S Bridge and the cave near the Brewing Project. City leaders say they closed the caves both to protect the homeless people who were camping inside and to protect first responders who were called out to deal with the homeless. There's no word on how long the closures will last. The city says it may reopen the caves in the future. We're waiting to see what the mild fall will mean for Wisconsin deer hunters. The state's gun deer season began Saturday, and so far, the DNR says there hasn't been any reports of major problems. The season runs 9 days, which means it will wrap up this Sunday. The DNR is planning a briefing and giving updates on how many hunters began the season and how many deer that they've bagged so far. Farmers from across Minnesota gathered over the weekend in Minneapolis to discuss the challenges facing the agriculture industry and how they can address them. Leaders of the Minnesota Farmers Union say the high input prices for fuel and fertilizer are squeezing many members, who argue that they're often unfairly blamed for the high price of groceries. They also express concern over President-elect Trump's call for tariffs of up to 60% on Chinese goods, which they say could hurt farmers and consumers. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
A classic Wisconsin B-movie prop is up for auction. One of the giant spider props from the 1975 sci-fi movie The Great Spider Invasion is up for auction in December. That film was shot in Merrill and was notably covered by the comedy series Mystery Science Theater 3000. You can also own all the rights to the film and several of the original negatives. The auction is coming entirely from the collection of the independent filmmaker Bill Rabain, who set up shop in Tiny Gleason in Lincoln County. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Carry On is an edge of your seat action thriller that follows a young TSA agent who is blackmailed into an impossible situation at the height of Christmas Eve travel pandemonium. Either let a dangerous package slip through security and risk the lives of many, or save the passengers and risk the life of his pregnant girlfriend. Starring Taron Egerton, Sophia Carson, and Jason Bateman, Carry On is the holiday thrill ride with nail-biting, nonstop action and suspense that you won't want to miss. Watch Carry On, only on Netflix December 13th.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Scattered snow showers wind down as winds begin to whip out of the northwest, gusting to around 30 miles per hour, dragging in the colder temps. Tonight, we crash to the teens, and for tomorrow, flirting with the freezing mark for highs. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 34 degrees.
With the 49ers shorthanded, the Green Bay Packers rolled to a 38-10 win at Lambeau Field on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Josh Jacobs running for 106 yards and 3 touchdowns for the Packers, who improved to 8-3. Tucker Kraft also caught a touchdown pass for Green Bay as the Packers got their payback from a January playoff loss to the Niners.
We took this as a revenge game. You know, we had that game last year. We had it, and we gave it away. So it was great to come out here and put it on them.
49ers play without injured players Brock Purdy and Nick Bosa, among others. Coach Matt LaFleur not feeling sorry, though, for his coaching buddy Kyle Shanahan.
For us, you have to take advantage of those opportunities when you do it. And, you know, I hate it for them. They've had a lot of adversity. But at the same time, you know, I'm really only concerned about our group and our ability to go out there and do what we need to do to win games.
Defensively, the Packers had 3 more takeaways, led by Xavier McKinney's 7th interception of the season. He was asked what he saw on his pick.
They were dropping a lot of passes, so I kind of played for the tip. I saw what was in front of me, but I kind of figured that one probably was going to get, you know, straight through the hands, because it seemed like to be a theme pretty much the whole game. So I just played for the tip, and, you know, luckily it bounced right to me. I was in the right spot, and I was able to make a play.
Quick turnaround for the Packers as they host Miami on Thanksgiving night at Lambeau Field. Basketball Badgers a perfect 7-0, winning the Greenbrier tip-off. They came from 14 down last night to beat Pittsburgh 81-75. Forward John Tanjay scored 25 of his 33 in the second half to lead the victory. Badger coach Greg Gard on the comeback win.
You know, the first half, I thought we settled at times for too many jump shots, mid-range things. Our spacing got bad. You know, so once we settled in a little bit there, the back half of the first half, and we were able to get some rhythm back. And then, obviously, second half, I thought we were better, you know, on both ends of the floor.
Football Badgers blown out at Nebraska 44-25. They'll close out the regular season Friday at home against Minnesota. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200 to $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx users compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Guys, it's finally here. Wendy's new salted caramel frosty. It's cold, salted, yet perfectly sweet, delicious, and it's at the top of Santa's Christmas list. What? Santa has a list too, you know. And he's a huge salted caramel frosty fan. Probably why he's so jolly all the time. The iconic frosty with a salted caramel twist? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. A participating U.S. Wendy's. Salted caramel frosty flavored with other natural flavors.
A third championship with a bit more meaning for Logano. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Greetings from Daytona, where a band of dreamers took a strip of beach and turned it into a proving ground. The Great American Race, where year after year, greatness is the destination.
Drivers, start your engines, let's go! Yeah!
So book your experience and soak in 500 miles of history and tradition. The Daytona 500, February 16th, 2025. Secure your seats now at Daytona500.com.
Joey Logano officially accepted his third NASCAR Cup Series Championship trophy on Friday night at the annual NASCAR Awards ceremony at the Charlotte Convention Center in North Carolina. Logano said this trophy and championship has a bit more meaning to him when looking at the big picture.
Perspective is important. For the cup is empty when they give it to you. It's our job to fill it up as a champion. But even the teams that did not win this year, we all come together and we're an amazing community. That was kind of the point behind it, is that, yeah, we compete against each other, but when people need help, we're like an incredible community.
Also Friday night, Chase Elliott won the NASCAR Cup Series NMPA Most Popular Driver Award for a seventh straight year. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
The end-of-season sale is November 25th through the 27th at Dairy Queen of Durand. Stock up on Dilly Bars and Buster Bars. Dairy Queen of Durand will have frozen cakes on sale November 27th on a first-come, first-served basis. Steve and the staff at Dairy Queen want to say thank you for a great season. Dairy Queen of Durand will close for the season Friday, December 13th at 2 p.m. Stock up on your favorite Dairy Queen treats at Dairy Queen of Durand, where happy tastes good.
If you raise a specialty product, a local chef probably wants it. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Learn how your products might fit a particular menu and connect with a chef as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of successful farming podcasts.
The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Small farmers that raise specialty produce and livestock can benefit from positioning their products well. One good way to do this is to approach chefs within your community. Chef David Guas is the owner of Bayou Bakery Coffee Bar and Eatery in Arlington, Virginia. Much of what he sources for his restaurant comes from farms in Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Maryland. He recommends growers study a restaurant's approach, understand what chefs need for their menus, and be respectful.
To come in unannounced and then expect time with the chef is sort of a no-no. So maybe bring product in. That's always a winner. You know, chefs get real excited about maybe a little bit of a smorgasbord of some root vegetables or what have you and say, you know, here's my business card. Here, this is on the house. Play around with it. Tell me what you think. I'm at the market every Saturday. I'd love your business. End of story.
Chefs want to foster relationships with growers. Guas is a frequent visitor to his source farms and says chefs also do their homework by studying farm websites, checking seasonal rotation, and learning about farm practices.
I go to different stands, different farms, and then I learn more about the individual. Is this a co-op? Is this private family owned? Is it part of an intern program with a local college? You know, what are they a part of? What do they believe in? I can buy mustard greens and collards from anybody, but if I get along with the individual, there's chemistry there, and they're doing everything that I believe in. I generally don't keep company with people that aren't producing quality products.
Once you establish relationships with chefs, there might be greater opportunities in store. For example, Guas wanted the hot sauces at his eatery to be more distinctive, so he asked a local farmer to grow specific types of peppers for him. Find more tips for approaching chefs at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Change is so exciting. You know, my husband, DJ Automatic, and I just moved into a new house. Everything is new and different, and we love it. Everything is also new and exciting with the all-new reimagined Nissan Kicks. From the design and styling to the performance and tech features, Kicks has been totally reimagined from the inside out. This city-sized crossover is ready to take on city life and have fun doing it. Head to NissanUSA.com to see it today.
Old Spice Swagger Holiday Pack, perfect for a gift to treat yourself. 24/7 holiday freshness with daily use can smell your bestest. I'm gonna be smelling great all season. Old Spice scents just can't be beaten. Chock full of value, saving that green. Got the essentials needed to feel clean. Deodorant, hair, body wash, and spray. Celebrate your holiday the Old Spice way.
Ho, 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 ho.
Mixed action in the markets at midday. This is the American Ag Network of Jesse Allen with this market update. And joining us now for market analysis, Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, as we take a look at the market trade action, let's start the grains. Got some double-digit pressure in Chicago and KC wheat futures. A mixed bag in row crops, quarter beans, really a penny or so either side of unchanged. What are you seeing in the grains as we kick off the holiday shortened week?
Yeah, sell off there in the wheat contracts, particularly in Chicago, as you indicated. We're seeing some increased competition come onto the world market now from the Southern Hemisphere harvest, Argentina and Australia, where yields are coming in a little bit better than what it anticipated, and some pressure there, easing of geopolitical risks. I don't know if the geopolitical risks in the Black Sea have eased, but they're not on the headlines so much, and we're becoming desensitized to them perhaps. And so we're pushing this market lower. Keeping an eye on that Chicago December contract, even the March contract, that'll soon be in the lead as it tests the previous November low, which is just a few cents below where we've traded this morning. That'll be critical to avoid us targeting the August low for those weak contracts. I just don't have a story right now with cheap wheat flowing out of the Black Sea and with good rains in the U.S. Southern Plains of late.
And in the livestock trade, we were sharply higher in feeder cattle and live cattle, too, a bit at the open. We backed way off those session highs, though, now. Still some green on the screen, particularly in feeders and hogs, too, a little bit of green. What's going on in the protein sector today?
Yeah, you're right on that. And as we look at this market overall, the feeder cattle market showing some first of the week demand for stockers once again, as we have some pretty good pasture conditions across much of the central and southern plains. Doesn't increase the number of cattle, but it does keep them out of the feedlots. The fat cattle market kind of following lead. We had a slightly bearish cattle on feed report that came out on Friday showing supplies a little bigger than expected, but also getting some encouragement from the fact that those good pasture conditions mean that November placements in the feedlots will probably be notably lower. And so the fat cattle market able to follow the feeder cattle market a little bit firmer as we go into today's trade.
All right. We do appreciate it. Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist at StoneX, joining us here for our midday commentary. We see quartered soybeans, penny higher, penny lower type of trade with a little bit of green in soybeans. Wheat futures again, 10 to 12 lower, Chicago and KC. Green in cattle and hogs with feeders still showing some triple-digit gains. Crude oil down 213 a barrel, 69.11. This is the American Ag Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. There's another possible dip in oil prices ahead. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
After weeks of steady decline, oil prices did tick up higher last week. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis with GasBuddy.com, says oil prices have perked up a bit after fighting between Ukraine and Russia intensified over the week.
Russia sending the most significant attacks across the border into Ukraine in the last few months, and that has got oil prices jumping up a bit here. Wholesale gasoline prices and diesel also trending up a little bit with this weekend development. Although this is really the only issue pushing oil up, there are still economic concerns and demand weakness in China.
DeHaan added there are other reasons he and other market watchers believe oil prices may decrease over the coming months, primarily due to a potential glut of oil heading into 2025.
OPEC has long had spare capacity. They've planned to roll back some of their production cuts from last year. And so that could lead to an increase in oil production as OPEC gradually restores oil production that it had cut back a little over a year ago. And that's why there's been talk of a potential glut that's been forming. Saudi Arabia has been producing far less crude oil to maintain upward pressure on oil prices. And OPEC, which has kicked the can down the road to restoring some of its oil production in January, likely really wants to increase oil production in a more meaningful way. And that could produce a glut of oil on the market. In addition, there is a shifting narrative. We'll have to see if President Trump in January signals an increase in sanctions on Iran. That could provide OPEC a bit of opening for increasing oil production.
Dehan says that while relief is still down, the rumors are enjoying some relief in time for their holiday travel plans. He says gasoline and diesel prices are down nationally, and he expects them to stay lower for the foreseeable future. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates. With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Politico is reporting that President-elect Donald Trump has picked Brooke Rollins as his agriculture secretary. Rollins served as director of the Office of American Innovation and acting director of Domestic Policy Council during the first Trump administration. Rollins, who grew up on a farm, is a surprise pick for the role, with less experience in agriculture policy than those on Trump's short list. Southern agriculture groups will be boosted by the fact that Rollins is from Texas. She does also have a degree in agricultural development. Now, some other agriculture groups, though, were hoping for Trump to tap an agriculture-friendly USDA chief with strong experience to help them counter Robert F. Kennedy's influence. For now, those groups view Rollins as a promising pick, but still a wild card on traditional agriculture policy.
I think, you know, the more probably likely scenario at this point is that it gets done in the next Congress. Honestly, but I would not rule out the possibility if there's a way that we could get a bill. We need to mark a bill up in committee. We haven't even done that in the Senate yet. And under the Democrat majority, we haven't really, I mean, the Democrat chairman of the Ag Committee has yet to even put a bill in front of the committee to vote on. So I hope we can do that.
South Dakota Senator John Thune will take over as the Republican leadership when the new Congress convenes in January of 2025. Now, he hopes to finish some business before the current session ends. One of the items on his list is a new farm bill. Last week, Senate Agriculture Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow unveiled its version of the full draft text of the five-year farm bill, just weeks before key agriculture safety net programs begin to expire. Thune, in his fourth Senate term, has promised to work closely with President-elect Trump, despite the differences the two have had over the years. The Wisconsin Farm Service Agency is reminding landowners that snowmobile trails must be approved by FSA before being permitted on Conservation Reserve Program acreage. FSA County Committee will determine whether or not snowmobile trails are allowed to cross acreage enrolled in CRP. If snowmobile trails are approved, a spot check will be performed in the spring, and any damage covered must be restored at the contract holder's expense. For more information, contact your local FSA office. USDA's Farm Labor Report released November 20th offered a glimpse into the future of farm expenses. The Department of Labor uses the field and livestock workers' combined wage rate reported in the November Farm Labor Report to establish most H-2A workers' minimum wages, known as the adverse effect wage rate. This year, the combined field and livestock worker wage rate nationally was $18.12, up 3.2% from the 2023 release. Regional wages increased an average of 4.5%, but this reflects wide ranges of changes across the country. Fruit and vegetable farmers, the largest users of H-2A, spend 38% of their farm expenses on labor, and that share will continue to grow if wages grow as they have in recent years. Rising farm worker wages are a challenge to American specialty crop producers competing with farmers in other countries who can hire at a fraction of the cost. The Dairy Checkoff and General Mills have created YoBark, a yogurt-based snack designed to give families a tasty option and expand yogurt's presence in the snacking category. YoBark is refrigerated and combines the creaminess of yogurt with the crunchy texture of Nature Valley granola, offering a multi-sensory flavor experience, according to the Dairy Checkoff. It's already available in places like Safeway and Walmart and will reach more retailers in the months ahead. Dairy management has been working with General Mills on the concept since 2021, providing consumer insights on why tweens ages 12 and 13 have decreased their yogurt consumption. DMI also provided new product concept development, package design, and research and development support. Recognizing this trend, we partnered with General Mills and co-founded research to develop product concepts that would appeal to the tween demographic, according to Chris Urban, Vice President of Growth Platforms and Partnerships for DMI. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Don't want to spend Thanksgiving Day cooking in the kitchen? Join the Riverside Grill and Corral Bar for Thanksgiving Day dinner from 10:45 till 3. There'll be roast turkey, baked ham, stuffing, potatoes, gravy, candy carrots, and more. Dine in or takeout is available. Reservations are requested. Call the Riverside Grill at 672-8874. 672-8874. The Thanksgiving Day dinner from 10:45 till 3 at the Riverside Grill and Corral Bar, downtown Durand.
Another windy day today is expected. They're forecasting a big cold front will move through that will provide some showers, even some chances of snow farther to the north, and then much colder weather is expected for the week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, 70% chance of rain, highs 34 to 39, relative humidities at 64 to 69%, northwest winds at 12 to 17, gusting to 30. We'll see 5/100ths to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation possible. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, lows 15 to 20, relative humidities at 81 to 86%, northwest winds at 13 to 18, gusting to 30. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs 27 to 32, relative humidities at 52 to 57%. West winds at 6 to 11, we'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. For Wednesday, partly sunny, highs 30 to 35. Thursday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30. Friday, partly sunny, highs 20 to 25. Saturday, partly sunny, highs 15 to 20. And for Sunday, partly sunny, highs 20 to 25.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sometimes she runs, sometimes she don't. More than once she's left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go, but there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on four-ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow, but there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. I've got 16 speakers crossing my back dash. A little bobbing dog watching everybody pass. Dual antennas whipping in the wheel. Oh, there ain't a country station that I can't tune in. She ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong
And she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. Some white trash version of Shania karaoke right now. She's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky right now. He's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
Panthers. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Sing my share of broken halos, folding wings that used to fly. They've all gone wherever they go, broken halos that used to shine. Angel.
Don't go looking for the reasons. Don't go asking Jesus why. We're not meant to know the answers. They belong to the Bible.
Try. You didn't even cry this time. He said that we could never see eye to eye, and one of us just must be blind. We have our differences, we're still the same. See what we won't want to see. But you take a second look and maybe things wouldn't seem the same. If you could see what you mean to me. Put yourself in my shoes, walk a mile for me. I put myself in your shoes, maybe then we'd see. And if you put yourself in my shoes, you'd have some sympathy. And if I could only put myself in your shoes, I'd walk right back to me. You're gonna keep walking and you're gonna pass me by. You say you don't even care, but I could always recognize a real goodbye, and I know your heart's not there. We've had our differences, we're still the same. Hear what we won't want to hear. Now I'm head over heels in the lost and found, it's a crying shame. I thought we made the perfect pair. Put yourself in my shoes, walk a mile, walk that mile for me. I'll put myself in your shoes, maybe then we'd see. That if you put yourself in my shoes, you'd have some sympathy. And if I could only put myself in your shoes, I'd walk right back to me. I'd walk right back to me. I'd walk right back to me.
Shop locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
According to friends, I
tend to lose a part of me when my heart is on the mend. I'll be alright, it's safe to say, 'cause just like your love, this is only a phase. Well, I've been down this road a time or two, it's nothing new. Well, I'll get on my feet and over you. I tell myself that everything will be just fine. But your memory's taking second to a good book and a nice long bath. I must admit, it threw me at first, but I'm convinced I'm over the worst. Oh, I've been down this road a time or two, it's nothing.
Hit me right there, then my mind is set.